Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer, smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. Right now, it is time to shift gears. In our final segment tonight, we're going to shine the spotlight and have a book review. This is always so fun. We're going to catch up with a very passionate baseball fan. He is an author, Eric Kabakoff. He has just released his new book. It is titled... And you will want to go out and get a copy of it. It's titled Rally Caps, Rain Delays, and Racing Sausages. Eric, of course, I have to share with you guys, he is such an ambitious guy. He visited every home park of every major league franchise to see up close how each team tries to stir the passion of its fans. How long did you have the desire to visit every major league park? I mean, because I tell you what, that's a tremendous feat. And I can't even imagine how expensive that was, too.
Well, you know, I grew up a Yankee fan, and when I got older, I started thinking about seeing some other parks, and if I had a wedding in Los Angeles or so, I went to a Dodgers game. I was visiting some friends in Washington, went to a Nationals game, and over time, I realized, you know, I'd been to 9 or 10 ballparks, and it occurred to me that if I could get the remaining parks that were around the country, then it would be a great way to see baseball. It would be a great way to see the country. I mean, I think that 4 to 5 a year was an ambitious goal. You know, I couldn't exactly take a summer off and just go visit all of them. So I did a few a year and did a lot of long weekends. And about 5.5 years later, I had completed the project. And then I started putting all my thoughts together into this book.
Oh, that's so cool. You were talking about the Yankees, how much you love them. But what was the first game that you ever attended? Was it a Yankees game or was it like a Phillies? Or
no. Actually, it was Phillies. I have a lot of family in the Philadelphia area. And when I was 10 years old, back in 1985, Marty McFly hadn't even hopped in the DeLorean yet. And there I was at my first ever baseball game.
Love it.
At Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia. And Mike Schmidt was still playing. I got to see him. Steve Carlton was on the team.
Oh, yeah.
He pitched
that
day. And it was just a wonderful experience. I mean, the Vet is no great shakes by the standards of modern ballparks. But it was a very special experience for me. I mean, it started my love of the game was first ignited, I guess. And then later on, I went to Yankee games. My father was a Yankee fan, so I grew up as a Yankee fan. And I got to see Joe DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle at Old Timers Day 1 year. And just fell in love with the history and the legacy of the game. And over time, I thought, you know, let me see what other ballparks have to offer. What do other teams do? You know, the Yankees, they sell their nostalgia. They sell their legacy and their success over the years. And they might retire 2 more numbers by the time this show is over, the way they've been going. But the other teams don't, a lot of them don't have that kind of luxury. The newer teams, the Colorado Rockies never even had a Hall of Famer play for them. They just recently retired their first player number, Todd Helton, last year. So what do? They had a wall of achievement. They showed a wall of the all-star appearances and different achievements that their individual players have had over the years. The Diamondbacks, another newer team, will do, when you talk about their history, you talk about Cy Young Awards that Randy Johnson won, and you talk about the 2001 World Series. So other than that, they didn't really have a whole lot of history to go by. So they played up those two things. They played up the area. They played up, you know, the snakes in the area, and then all the history of the geographical area and what the team did have to offer. And so every team does things differently, and that was what was one of the joys of this project.
Okay, you're listening to the voice of Eric Kabakoff. He is the author of his new book, Rally Caps, Rain Delays, and Racing Sausages. And, you know, you think about baseball. I mean, it has such a deep history in our country. And obviously your goal was, like you said, it wasn't just to have the opportunity to take in a ball game, but, you know, just to get a sense of how things were different at all the different parks. I mean, you know, the casual fans as opposed to, like, the committed fans. What did you see there?
Well, you know, that's when you get to see, being right in the seats, that's when you get to see the things that are not on TV, the things between innings. When you're watching a game on television, you watch the commercials between innings. If you go to a Nationals game, you watch the racing presidents, you know, Jefferson and Taft and Washington and Lincoln trying to win a foot race out in the field there. In Milwaukee, the racing sausages, the chorizo and the Italian and Polish sausages, the hot dog and the bratwurst, made such an impression on me that I put them in the book's title.
I love it, yeah.
That's a big beer and brat town. They do the polka. I do a polka song, Roll Out the Barrel, I believe it's called, after the in the seventh inning stretch. You don't get that in any other ballpark, for sure. And when the Rangers score a run, their flag girls come out in Greensfield behind the outfield there. They come and run out with a Texas flag. You wouldn't see that in any other ballpark, any other state. I can't imagine the Tampa Rays, running out the Florida flag. if every time the Rays scored a run. It just, you wouldn't see that there. Or the Colorado fans seeing the state of Colorado flag when the Rockies scored. Only in Texas, the proudest state in the union, is where you're going to see that. In Houston, I got to hear people, this wasn't even part of the game, but people sat behind us talking about hunting quail and the best ways and techniques and methods for hunting quail. And you wouldn't get that. You certainly would never get that in New York, at any ballpark in New York, and most ballparks around the country as well. So it was quite the experience seeing these things.
Hey, Eric Hevekoff is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Absolutely love hearing from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. So what keeps these fans coming back for more? What stirs the fans' passion?
Well, you know, it's these shared memories, the legacies of shared experiences that people have through the years. I became a Yankee fan because my father was a Yankee fan and his father a Yankee fan before that.
Mm-hmm.
In New England, you've got the entire New England area is Red Sox Nation. In 2004, when the Red Sox finally broke through and won the World Series after 86 years, people were going to cemeteries and visiting their loved ones who didn't live to see their beloved Red Sox win a World Series. The passions went back so far there. And you see in Milwaukee, like I said, the racing sausages, and in Washington, you have the newer Nationals. So they stir it up with things that are unique to their city, like the racing presidents. And, of course, the flag girls in Houston and in Texas. And in Philadelphia, they've got the Liberty Bell. So you've got, of course, that place is, Citizens Bank Park is every inch Philadelphia. And out in San Francisco, one of my favorite ballparks, and really probably one of the best in the league by many measures, they've got the great view of the bay there and out in the Covey Cove, and you've got the area where the boats, they wait with the boats and for the balls to come over the right field wall. And it's just a gorgeous park with gorgeous views. And the food there is also incredible because it's true to San Francisco. San Francisco's got a great culinary legacy, and it's all encapsulated right there in the ballpark. So now each ballpark really encapsulates its city, whereas in the 70s and 80s, you really didn't have that. You had a lot of, I guess they call them concrete donuts, where you had these symmetrical antiseptic ballparks. The Phillies, the Indians, the Pirates all had the Reds out in Riverfront Stadium. They were these stadiums that all looked the same, and they were built for baseball, football, the rodeo, whatever happened to come to town. And the ballplayers themselves would talk about how sometimes they would go to a city and they wouldn't even know where they were until they looked at the uniforms of the opposing players on the field. But now, starting with Camden Yards in 1992, all the ballparks are built with their own character. And they're true to the city. Baltimore, right in the harbor, rejuvenated the whole area. This retro ballpark with a brick facade. Mm-hmm. And then you've got Citi Field, which calls out Ebbets Field in many, many ways. They're back in Brooklyn, where the Dodgers played before. The Brooklyn Trolley Dodgers played before they moved out to Los Angeles back in 1957. So you've got all kinds of things going on there. And you've got many different callbacks to ballparks as well. In Houston, you've got a callback to an old ballpark in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Yankee Stadium calls back to the other Yankee Stadium, I suppose. But everybody does things in accordance with their own legacy and their own history and really their own geography and the legacy that they have with their fans.
What ballpark has the very best food?
Well, I would say San Francisco. They have food that's true to the culinary nature of their town. You get the sushi. That's the first place you could go to get collard fries.
Wow.
Now you can get them anywhere. Uh-huh. You never used to be able to get those anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so that, I think they mm-hmm. may have it. But I'll tell you, one time when I was in Minneapolis, and this was at the old Metrodome,
uh-huh.
I had a hot dog with 12 toppings. And the thing took a year off my life. But having a hot dog with coleslaw and baked beans in addition to 10 other toppings was
uh-huh.
mind-blowing. My buddy and I, who went to this game years ago, still talk about that hot dog. My boss would come in and ask me if I was ready for the meeting, and I'd tell him about the hot dog. So it made quite an impression on me, for sure. I don't know if it's in the new Target field. I have to find that out. I really hope so, because that was well worth it.
Congratulations on the book. Of course, it's titled Rally Caps, Rain Delays, and Racing Sausages. It's been such a pleasure to have you with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
It has been an incredible 2 hours right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Thank you so much for joining us. You just heard from Eric Hevekoff, author of his new book, Rally Caps, Rain Delays, and Racing Sausages. It is a must-read.